Good morning. John chapter 1, verses 35 following. Again the next day, John the Baptist stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned, and seeing them following, said to them, "What do you seek?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which is to say, when translated, "Teacher, where are you staying?" And he said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying and remained with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated, "the Christ." And he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You should be called Cephas," which is translated, "a stone." One life. He was born in a stable in an obscure village. He traveled less than 200 miles from there. He never went to college. He never won an election. He never owned a home. He never had much money. He became a nomadic preacher. Popular opinion turned against him. A close friend betrayed him. His other friends ran away. He was unjustly condemned to death, crucified on a cross with common thieves, and when dead, buried in a borrowed grave. 20 centuries have come and gone. Empires have risen and fallen. Mighty armies have marched. Powerful kings have reigned. Yet no one has affected the human race as much as he has. He is the Messiah, the Son of God. He is the central figure of the human race, our Savior. Why is it that one life had such an impact? It wasn't because of the internet or Twitter. It wasn't because of bribes and armies. It wasn't because of methodology and programs. It was simply who he is. So experience again the grace of the messenger's cry that opens heaven, stops time, and cleaves eternity. Behold the Lamb of God. Look at him with the careful contemplation that takes it to heart, with the result that there is an enjoyment of this eternal grace. Four people in our text experienced that grace of God's coming to man. Andrew and Peter are named, and two unknowns. And yet, we know the unknowns. Cross-references demonstrate that it is John and James. And so, realize, John in his gospel is himself describing this unforgettable experience of when he first became Jesus' disciple. He is illustrating with his personal experience what the Holy Spirit wrote through him in verse 14. "We beheld his glory." Grace for grace. The cry of John the Baptist opened heaven for him. "Behold the Lamb of God." thus focusing on the person of Jesus, is not nitpicking about doctrine. It's only with this sacrifice of the Lamb of God that heaven can be opened for us. He came down from heaven. He became man like you and me. He took our place in the death for our sins and in the obedience of the law to give you His own righteousness. It is only because He is the God-man, Lamb of God, that He could set up that ladder to an open heaven for you, as He describes for Nathanael in this chapter. Yes, behold the Lamb of God. In five words, the whole Old Testament is summed up. It is with the sacrifice of a lamb for our sins that God decreed that His wrath on sin could be set aside, that sinners could come into His presence, receive and enjoy His blessed peace. And for 4,000 years, believers brought their lambs and spilt their blood on the altar of the Lord, looking and waiting for this coming of the Lamb of God who would truly carry away all their sins and yours, the sins of the whole world, once and for all. Ah, the sweet smell of peace and fellowship. The whole experience of man in this world cries out in desperate need to be freed from sin. We may help, but we cannot stop man's sinful abuse of other people. We cannot turn around man's sinful destruction of societies. We cannot stop sin's plague in our own life. We cannot stop sin's guilt and its death. It's our blood that deserves to be spilt. Imagine yourself then, laid and strapped to an altar alongside of Isaac. Your own father standing with a knife high over his head, ready to plunge it into your heart when heaven opens and God cries, stop, and provides a substitutionary ram for Isaac and for you. Do you think that Isaac could ever again look at any kind of a sheep without experiencing, without tasting in his mouth the amazing grace of that deliverance? Behold the Lamb of God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 779, stanzas 1 and 3.